He has a studio named after him at WGN, our longtime chief meteorologist. How are you, Tom?
I am doing well, Lisa. How nice to hear your voice yet again and to have a chance to talk with you. Thanks
have you been walking? You've been walking the Chicago lakefront? You feeling the chill in the air?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, there's something wonderful after the warmth of humidity. I've kind of been a cool weather fan all my life. Although, I'll tell you something, we've had a wonderful warm summer, haven't we? It's been beautiful. Oh. And, of course, our lakefront is always a treat. No question about that.
Yeah, it's been beautiful. So, Tom, how many years were you at WGN-TV?
45. 45 years at WGN-TV. And 57 years in the crazy broadcast weather business. So it's been quite a run. But Lisa, we're going to talk to somebody whose career dwarfs that. I mean, absolutely dwarfs it. Frank Wachowski.
So, Frank, 69 years. You're in the 69th year of your career?
Yeah, well, I'll be 88 in October, and I started dealing with weather when I was 9 years old.
Oh. Wow. Welcome to the show. I know Tom Skilling just thinks the world of you, and I think it's fabulous that both of you could join us today. Tell us about Frank, Tom.
Frank is nothing short of a force of nature. Do you know something, Lisa? He started at age 18, went to work for the then United States Weather Bureau downtown. Said he was like a kid in a candy store when he walked into the office there, and he hasn't looked back. He has been the official measurer, observer for the National Weather Service in these 69 years. And Lisa, I don't think he's ever taken a vacation. I challenged him on that, and he said, oh, no, I've taken a vacation. I said, when? He said, oh, back in the 1970s. And I said, Frank, that's a half a century ago. Talk about dedication.
I would say, Frank, I mean, you love what you do that much that you don't feel you need a vacation?
Well, actually, I did have a vacation in 1972, but I retired from the Weather Service in 1994, and I'm still doing stuff in weather. I can't get away from it like Tom. He's the greatest weatherman in the world, and two of us are the same. We love weather conditions because they're changeable and something interesting.
So, Frank, you've seen it all, and every time we featured Tom or we featured Demetrius on Tuesdays, people say, well, I think it's windier this year. I think we used to have more snow when I was a kid. I think this, and I think that people believe because they see changes, but what have you seen change in Chicago weather over your course of 69 years, officially paying attention to it?
Well, it seems that we're getting an increase in rainfall. Normally, when we have a rain shower, you get a half-inch or inch. Now we're getting 7, 8, 10 inches. Even in Texas, they were devastated by over a foot of rain.
And I understand you're still in your Southside bungalow, and it's basically a working weather observation station.
Yes, I have a basement, and I have an office upstairs.
Lisa, he's got... Now, picture this. Down in beautiful Burbank on our south side, you go to Frank's house, and up on the chimney are all these anemometers, which are the instruments that measure winds. You go to his backyard, there are rain gauges and instrument shelter and all the rest. You go into his home, he's got two offices with I don't know how many file cabinets that have every Chicago weather record back to the Chicago fire in 1871. And Frank has shared that with us and all members of the meteorological community, all 69 years. He is just amazing, and he isn't slowing down at 87 years old.
Frank, what keeps you going?
Climate changes.
you're seeing things that you haven't
changes.
Seen before.
Of course, they stick around in Chicago, and if it's sunny in the next 20 minutes, it could be raining, you know.
Every snowstorm, when you hear a measurement of how much snow, be it the blizzard of 67, the Jane Byrne Michael Blandick blizzard of January 1979, the 27 below in January of 1985, the 105 degree temperature in 1988, the deadly heat wave of July 1995. The official measurements at Midway Airport were records go back to 1928. The official measurement was made by Frank. He's the official observer for the National Weather Service and has the respect of every one of us, including every forecaster down at the Romeoville Forecast Office of the Weather Service. I mean, his observations are the gold standard. The gold standard.
Well, and Frank, your observations were taken pre-internet, before anybody had access to the technology that they have today. Tell me about those days in the 70s and the 80s when you really didn't have much to rely on in the form of technology.
No, we didn't, but some of the measurements that we take, rain and snowfall, haven't changed. Like the greatest snowfall ever on January 26, 27, 1967, we had 23 inches of snow. And I had to spend 2 days at the airport because everything was shut down. And then we go to the wettest August 13th and 14th, over almost 10 inches of rain fell in 1987. That was devastating. The lot at the building where we were stationed was flooded with water. And then the driest month ever in September was only 0.01, 100th of an inch, set back in 1979. And as Tom mentioned, the lowest temperature, 27 below 1895. Oh. I was the one that read all of these readings, took all these readings.
Sir, wait till you hear this. The city, when they're plowing snow and we've got a blizzard and the snow is stacking up, who do they call to find out where we are in accumulation? They call Frank. Frank tells me that policemen knock at his south side door there and ask him when snowstorms are occurring, you know, where we are in the accumulation. And Lisa, here's a great one. When Frank was little, a boy, because he traces his interest in the weather back to 7 and 8 years old, he was looking out the window. Whenever a thunderstorm would go by, he'd look out the window. And one of the neighbors said to his aunt, "What's wrong with that kid? You better keep an eye on him. He's strange because he's looking out at the weather all the time."
Oh, I love that. All right, here's the deal. We're up against news. I'm going to put both of you on hold. We're going to come back and continue this conversation with Tom Skilling and Frank Wachowski. Frank Wachowski is with us in his 69th year of measuring and forecasting and tracking weather in Chicago. You're a Chicago guy, Frank. That's what we love about you.
Well, what's even greater, when I retired in 1994, Tom had the weather page, and one of my colleagues was working there. Actually, four of the people working there from the National Weather Service. And
yes,
for us with Tom, and over 25 years, I never had a boss so great like he was, and he also is very knowledgeable in meteorology.
Tom, he's one of the guys you look up to, isn't he?
Oh, my word. He is, as I've said before, he's the gold standard in meteorological observations. You know, tonight, we took a camera crew over to Frank's home. You ought to see it. We're going to show it tonight at 9 o'clock on our WGN TV news. It's amazing. He's got two in-house weather offices, Lisa. He's got a bank of file cabinets there. And as I say, he's got every imaginable weather record. Do you know when they automated observations out at the airports, Frank is the only guy who kept the sunshine data going. He has an instrument that measures how many minutes of sunlight we have, one of the many measurements he's taken. And, you know, it's this sort of information that researchers look at and everything else and will in the years to come. So Frank has quite a legacy through the observations and his 69 years of dedicated weather work. And he's an amazing player in the meteorological scene. And I think anybody in our profession would tell you that.
I'm so glad that I get to see your face and see your house and all those records tonight on WGN-TV. So, Frank, I asked you before, and, you know, people come and go while listening to the radio, but 69 years in measuring weather right here in our very own city. What What do you see? You
true.
See climate change, you said.
Well, there are some climate changes going on. There's no doubt about it. But lately, with all these rainfall amounts, maybe something's going on. But there is information that we do have climate changes, but not exactly what's going on.
And Frank, at 87, how do you remember? Like, you and Tom both are like, well, on this day in January of 1976, most of us can't remember what we had for lunch yesterday. You two can pull those stats right off the top of your head.
Oh, it's so true.
That
Frank, I'll tell you something. Frank, what is the most memorable weather event of all of them in Chicago? Is there one that stands out in your mind? You know, blizzards, snowstorms. The 1967 Belvedere Oakland tornadoes, when that storm went across the south end of the Chicago area in rush hour, knocked a semi off an overpass onto the Dan Ryan Expressway. What weather event stands out in your mind, Frank, of all of them you've seen?
Actually, the Oakland tornado and then the greatest snowfall that we had on the 1967. When I was measuring the snow, we had some police officers in the office, and they were watching me go out to measure snow, and they said, we thought you were going to disappear. The snow was so high, you know.
And Tom, what is it for you?
Oh, I'll tell you, the weather event? Oh, there are so many. I remember the morning it went down to 27 below. Everything was cracking outside. Our cars wouldn't start. I remember the heat wave. I got a call from our front desk at WGN-TV. They were hauling bodies into the morgue, and they couldn't handle it. They had to get refrigerator trucks. People had expired in that incredible July 1995 heat wave. We lost 723 people due to heat. But, you know, how about the Groundhog Day blizzard with lightning and thunder in the middle of it and 70-mile-an-hour winds? There are so many events you think about. The Plainfield tornado, I'll never forget that day. There's so many, Lisa. You know, it's amazing.
And for the two of you, the terminology has changed. In my lifetime, new terms like thunder snow. It seems like every year we have a new term to describe a weather event that's probably been around forever.
Good point. Good point.
Frank, who comes up with those terms? Are you responsible for those too, Frank?
No, I'm not. I just want to say something here. I've known Tom for over 25 years, and at the time I met him, and they had the paper, weather page we had in the Tribune, and
yes.
Working with Tom, he was the best boss I ever had.
Oh, he's a lovely human being. We all love him. And Frank, the people that surround you and look up to you feel exactly the same way. I'm so blessed that both of you took time to be on the show today. And Tom, again, tell everybody, 9 o'clock tonight, will it air in the first quarter hour, the second quarter hour? Do you know?
Lisa, I don't know, but you know, they've been tending to air these special reports we do in the first segment. So, I would think it might be in the first 15 minutes. That'll be dictated by the events in the news. And, of course, with this shooting up in Minneapolis, I mean, you know, how horrible.
Oh, terrible.
I know. It's crazy. But, Lisa, thank you for letting us talk to you. And, Frank, thank you for all you do.
Okay. Thank you all, and goodbye.
It's really a treat to have both of you. Tom, thanks for bringing Frank on the show, and we'll be watching tonight.
Thank you, Lisa. Good to talk to you. You take care.
Okay, you too, though. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, Frank.
Bye-bye, Frank.